Protesters came out in force at UC Berkeley before a capacity crowd speech from commentator Ben Shapiro.
Because this is the way the left works, right? If you don't agree with them, everyone's a white supremacist. You're a Nazi. Nazis should be punched.
He's controversial, to say the least.
The hierarchy goes something like this. The people whose views are most valuable and who have been most victimized. At the very top are people who are LGBT, and then you get black people, and then you get women.
And he's speaking here at the University of Utah at the invitation of the student group Young Americans for Freedom. Junior Christina Giardinelli will go nowhere near Shapiro.
Absolutely not. I am not super enthusiastic about his views.
Neither will junior Christian Ihanacho, who wished the student group had better help the campus brace for Shapiro.
Before they just brought somebody of his inflammatory nature.
Another student group, the U of U Students for a Democratic Society, tweeted it wants to shut down Ben Shapiro, whom they say, quote, comes from a growing right-wing bigoted movement. Ihanacho disagrees with a shutdown.
The idea of freedom of speech is that everybody can say what they need to say, regardless of how inflammatory or revolutionary it may be.
Giardinelli believes the same and wants the U to ensure safety and legality.
Everything needs to be looked at in legal terms, in terms of the university's rules and regulations.
Dean of Students Lori Henderson says the U is doing just that and bracing for all sorts of reactions.
Having ideas shared in ways that are supportive for them to be heard, but also for students to be supported who are repulsed, frightened.
Henderson says the U will provide counselors after and also welcome more Ben Shapiro's and his opposites.
And for our students especially to consume what those ideas are and think about them critically and formulate their own. That's what we're all about as a university.
But what about going after words that could lead to criminal acts?
They usually require a specific intent by the speaker to harm someone, and not in a general way, but to intimidate someone or something that is kind of an imminent risk of violence.
First Amendment lawyer David Ryman also says responding with violence, even if you're deeply offended, is criminal. And
you make martyrs out of people if you try and shut them down based on the specific messages that they're conveying, and you draw more people to their cause.
Instead, Ryman says to use your own First Amendment rights to combat bad ideas with good ideas. Peter Seymour, KSL News Radio.